that poor old guy next door, I think, is just a lonesome old pervert who needs to go to the analyst and talk things over. But I don't see him moving the flower tables anymore in front of his window. I think Mrs. Lee has got him buffaloed, and all he can do is come out on the back lawn and pester you. But I'll soon be home, honey, and I'll take care of that old boy, and I'll take care of all your troubles and all your worries, and I'll be the guy that you can lean on and learn to re-love in a new way. And that's one thing about life, there's always something new and interesting coming up. And if our minds are kept clear and clean, I think, and inquisitive, we should always be able to find a good deal of happiness in life. Many things are shaping up the world these days, and so much strange human elements being involved. We who have lived a half a century are sometimes skeptical, but I think my basic idea of living has been good enough. I don't have to worry too much in the next 50 years. Take the same attitude as my dad did, does taken, and be live happily ever after. So much for that. Last night, the boss had his district chiefs in, district senior advisors. We have six districts in the lowlands, and where we have a major in the Army who is a senior advisor on the team in these districts. And every once in a while, this is the first time, but it's been proposed several times, to have them in on a briefing conference on a weekend, and then have them up to the house for dinner. So last night he had them up to the house, and there was 12 people here, and there wasn't any room for O'Carley and Ed Dillery. So Ed and I went up out on the street and ate some siam in from one of the local food places. And doggone it, it's pretty good siam in. But boy, it's a scroungy looking place we ate in. Looks like there's hoodlums all around us. But we don't know any better, and we ate the stuff. And they had I guess the guys had a good party, broke up about 10:30 or quarter to 11. Today we helicopters flying them back home. It's kind of a lonesome life down in the districts. A lot of activity going on, and most of these guys don't get a chance to unlimber and be able to stay unlimbered for a few hours. It's quite a chore. But that's the way the war goes. And while I was in Da Nang last week, it seemed as though there was a lot of guys leaving, a lot of parties going on. I was invited to one or two, but I had a million and a half piastre payroll, and I didn't feel like I wanted to go to a party and carry that payroll home. Well, I didn't want to wait. I usually have to catch the plane when it comes, and you don't fool around any. So I'm just biding my time. Oh, yeah. While I think of it, I went over to the PX yesterday, and I I'm going to order me a new tape deck and send home one like I have now, only a later model. And I order it through the PX system, and they'll send it home. I'll have it's an Ikei M9, and I'll have two big speakers with it. And it's a pretty good rig. I'll sell this one I have here and have that one shipped home. Cost me about 300 simoleons. I'm also going to try and buy me some new golf clubs if I can through this system. And I hope that I can. I don't know whether I can get the pro clubs or not, but if I can, so much the better, and if I can't, that's tough. If I can't, I'll go up to the Marines and see if I can't get me some from the Marine PX. Well, so one of these days, maybe in a month, you'll see, you'll come big knocking at the door, and there'll be a big package for you. Or you'll get a note in your door, there's some package at the post office. Should be all paid. You might own a few hundred dollars, might owe a few hundred dollars tax or duty, I don't know. Anyway, if they charge me duty, I'll be very, very sad, because I don't expect to pay any duty. I don't want to pay any duty. I don't work for a living. I get along all right without. I don't toil all day. I suppose it's because I'm not built that way. Some people work for love. They say it's all sunshine and gain. But if I can't have sunshine without any work, I think I'll stay out in the rain. Oh, give me a nail and a hammer and a picture to hang on the wall. Give me a strong stepladder, for you know that I might fall on. Give me a couple of waiters and a barrel of good old Bass Ale. I'll bet you I'll hang up that picture if somebody drives the nail. Oh, I don't work for a living. I get along all right without. I don't toil all day. I suppose it's because I'm not built that way. Some people work for love. They say it's all sunshine and gain. But if I can't have sunshine without any work, I think I'll stay out in the rain. Boom, boom, boom. How's that? You like my racket? I'm sure you do. There's one thing about this, you can cut that out of the tape if you want to. But you'll cut off the other side too. It's got some very endearing things to say, which is what I'm leading up to. I sure do appreciate your letters, and I can appreciate them so much more by poor old Ed. He hasn't heard from his wife in eight weeks. I don't know why she don't write to him. And he's the most faithful guy, and he writes home and he does everything that's supposed to be, but she doesn't write. And I can see what it means. And never having been without letters, I can see what it means by observing him when a guy don't get any mail. It's funny how a small thing like that, you think it's small, but it begins to bug a guy. And where you can't rectify the situation or do anything about it, it makes it that much worse. Very agitating circumstances to be under when you're in a place like this. Well, your letters have been coming regular. In fact, I get them so regular, I'm kind of embarrassed to show them to Ed, because I don't want him. He always says, yeah, I didn't get any, and makes me feel real sad. So, but your last one was a nice letter. And in fact, I got two at once, one written the 19th, posted the 19th, the other the 21st, and I got it on the 26th. So 5 days is a pretty good mail time. I just want to tell you how much I appreciate it, and what a wonderful woman I think you are for the way that you take care of things, and the way you look at life. You'll never know how fortunate you are not to have a lot of mental anxiety rushing at you from all corners of your mind. You have your own problems, but as George Ferris taught you to look things square in the eye and as they are, and you being a person as you are, there's no other way that to look at life but practical, unless you're going to write great things or do some great imaginary discoveries. You and I are not involved in that too much. I think in our small way going through life, we found the best things in life are really free. Although the costlier things are nice to have sometimes if you don't overdo it and get satiated. We can get by in a lot poorer circumstances than we are materialistically. And I think that one of the great things I love about you is that now that I realize more as I get older, is that you're perfectly content with the home and the husband that is just honest, and the home that is, it don't have to be flashy, but we would like a lot of things we have never had. Maybe when we move to Alaska or Canada, we can have the big thick timber cabins and big tables and chairs that's solid and mean more to us than if we made them ourselves than the things we buy that are ersatz. I love you, baby, with all my heart. And I hope on this Sabbath that you're sending me the messages that I'm sending you. God bless you and keep you, and goodbye, baby. I'll see you in the next tape. And I know I'll hear from you soon, because I always have. Sweet dreams. Tell all the relatives howdy, and pat old Cindy on the bottom, and tell her to get alive and look alive and not get hurt and get lost out there in the with Lou. Tell Bob and Marge I expect to visit them in the new house when I get back, and I hope that they're real happy in what they're doing. And tell old Lou that I'll be home soon. Maybe he can break away and do a little fishing, but I doubt it. He's got too much going. That's tough when you get in the big shot time. You just can't break away when it ought to be just the opposite. You ought to be able to break away a little oftener by having your underlings do this. Well, anyway, sweet dreams, sugar. I love you with all my heart. Everything is fine here in Cuomo.